everyone. Welcome to The Market and the Good. My name is Chris Gassman, and
today we're going to talk about three things. First, a message of climate risks for businesses. Second, a strategy for changing business as usual. Third, tactic by partnering with cities. In order to do that, we've invited a guest to join us today. Our guest is Bay Area born and raised, a gardener, and an avid boba tea drinker. So Dr. Poi Phi Mok, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, pleasure to have you. So what will the audience gain by listening to us today? Why should they stick around?
So I think particularly for businesses, just really wanting to make clear that climate change is happening now and it's going to be impacting your operations, your supply lines, ultimately your bottom line. So just want to make clear that there are ways that you can engage, particularly with city governments, on how to address this.
Gotcha. All right. Like, what is your personal why? What got you into working in this space? Why are you in this space?
I mean, I guess it's just like a realization that this is going to be our generation's biggest challenge. And there's no reason why you shouldn't be sitting on the sidelines for this. We have to be addressing this. I've kind of always been aware of this, so like since childhood, because that's like growing up, like we've been taught about climate change. But the last couple of years with the wildfires intensifying here in the Bay Area, that's when it's like, no, this is happening now, and I really need to be amping this up.
So. Right. This isn't a future thing that I need to worry about. This is a now thing that I need to take action on now. As far as for the idea in brief, what is the problem that you're seeing that's missing? And how would you describe the solution?
In the last couple of years and even the last month, like we've seen that there's really been that acceleration of climate change. And I think everybody and in particular businesses like aren't aware that the changes that are happening now, and like there's real impacts to the ways that you're going to be, your operations are going to change. So like, for example, if you're working outdoors, are you prepared to have, a month at a time where your workers can't work outside? Like, are you prepared to not have any, streams of revenue coming in? Like, are you prepared with like, backup, work for them that's indoors? Do you have like insurance companies are, looking at those like analysis of risk and like, are you prepared to be paying hundreds of thousands of dollars more in insurance because like that's how much the risk is being assessed for different properties and so on. The changes in supply demands and or supply of lines and so on. All this to say that these problems are happening now, and there may not be that awareness of how it's specifically impacting this particular sector, and that there can be a conversation between the business sector and government as to like how we can help you to really resolve these problems that as someone who's not in a business, I don't understand necessarily the intricacies of your day-to-day. So this really needs to be a conversation on really coming up with the appropriate solutions to this. So that leads into the call to action is really to like, we need everybody at the table to like come and help us make those decisions to like really design the programs. Is it that you need technical assistance? Is that you need more information about these, how it's going to impact you? Is it that you need, what would you need in order to be able to better prepare yourselves for these kind of situations?
Building on that, you teed it up a little bit as far as a call to action, right? So what specifically, right, like engage with your municipality can be a daunting thing for many businesses to try and figure out, like, well, I pay my taxes, so like, how else do you want me to engage with you? Like, what are the means? What are the channels for businesses looking to take that call to action, or professionals looking to engage in that space? Where should they look? Who should they call? How do they do that? I realize it's going to vary a little bit city to city, but you know, maybe taking your city as an example, how do they take action on that call to action?
Yeah. So some cities like mine, we have sustainability managers. So my position is in charge of designing programs like this to address climate change. So the policy vehicle in which we do that is often called the Climate Action Plan. It can also be called the Adaptation Plan or the Resilience Plan. So if they are doing those plan updates, there's often this like public call for workshops or meetings where you can give your input and so on. So if San Leandro, for example, we do have that plan open right now. We have a public workshop next week where people can attend and discuss with others on different ideas and their concerns, as well as an online survey where they can also, you know, at their own pace and own time, deliver these kind of ideas. You can also email the staff person directly and, you know, ask different questions and whatnot. The purpose of public government is really to be responding to these different stakeholders. So a lot of us are really, you know, interested and eager to work with the public on that.
Gotcha. So thinking particularly in there for those that want to engage more, be interested in, as they figure this out, particularly if they happen to live in your city, would you be game for audience members to follow up with you? And if so, what would be the best way for them to engage you on this topic?
Yeah, so I would invite folks to join the public workshop that's happening next week. It is Tuesday, October 6th, 7 p.m. over Zoom. You can sign up at sanleandrocapworkshop.eventbrite. You can register there. We also have our online survey, which is sanleandroclimateaction.consider.it, where you can vote on the different strategies that we've already developed over the past year. And so those are the two easiest ways to get involved. If you have more specific questions, you can also email me at sustainablesl@sanleandro.org.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us here on another episode of The Market and the Good. Please do continue to send in all of your feedback, your ideas, concerns, questions. We do listen and do adapt based on your feedback. If you are unable to send in your feedback on your favorite listening platform, please do send it to us at results@malassociates.us. That's results@malassociates.us. Take care, everyone. Be healthy. Be well. Stay happy. Talk again soon.